developed a friendship by stepping out, by really going the extra mile with him, doing something that most people wouldn't do. It was a humongous risk. It was literally 80% of what I had in my account I spent, and I spent it willingly. It was just a big risk I took.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. Well, today we are on a mission to heal the world, to reach 1 billion people by 2025, and we cannot do it alone. Today we have a very special guest, a special friend of mine, Mr. Ken Walls. I call him Kevin Bacon, because, you know, that game, you know, 6 degrees of separation in the movies with Kevin Bacon, and he's been in so many movies. Ken Walls is exactly the same way, but in building a billion-dollar network full of celebrities and influencers and just great people. He's just been so instrumental on my journey as far as being connecting and, working in this new virtual world that started in March of 2020, and Ken was right there in the very beginning to help introduce me to people, and he's introduced me to so many incredible people that you've heard on the podcast, and it's just really my honor and my treat to bring him back. He was on when we first started the podcast in the very beginning, so to bring Ken Walls back to discuss, this is a behind-the-scenes look at the One Connection Away Masterclass, which you can still actually hear more interviews and more from if you go to connectionaway.com and listen to all the interviews and all the incredible insights about building your network and potentially finding your next business partner at oneconnectionaway.com. So without any further ado, let's bring to the stage Mr. Ken Walls.
I'm going to bring up our next guest. This guy is responsible for the two of us meeting. This guy I nickname as I call him Kevin Bacon, because the guy knows everybody, you know, like the game of 6 degrees of separation. This guy is an amazing friend. He has connected me with more people. His network, right away when March of 2020 hit, Jeffrey Gittermore, who's our mutual connection, our friend, he was helping him go live every morning on Facebook Live. And so that's how we connected. Like literally, Jeffrey Gittermore would call Ken and say, "Ken, help me go live." And he did the same thing with Glenn Morshower, a famous actor from the TV series 24. And so that's how I met Ken in the beginning. Ken was right there at the very, very beginning, helping this world start in March of 2020. When the world stopped spinning, we all came here. Well, Ken had already been here. Ken he's the king of live stream. He'd already worked in TV series and promotions with Grant Cardone. He has an incredible story about Grant and planes, and it's just an incredible story. But Ken Walls is the man. I mean, you want to talk about a super connector. I mean, this guy,
nuclear.
If they're nuclear online, Ken knows us.
Super.
Ken introduced is part of how we got all connected, and he's here to join and share some secrets and insights and just maybe some stories. But this guy, Ken Walls, his phone has got to be worth $1 billion because of all of the connections that he has in it. But Ken Walls, thanks for joining us today on the One Connection Away. And my brother, how are you? I know you moved. I could have, is that what Dallas looks like?
No.
Dallas is beautiful.
If you saw what's sitting behind me, you'd say, "What? I've got boxes up to my eyeballs all throughout the house." It's crazy.
Yes. Well, thanks for coming by, Ken.
Thanks for having me.
A super busy, and you're moving, and I just moved about a year ago, and it feels like I'm still got some boxes in the garage that I'm dealing with. So, I know how that is. But thanks so much for swinging by and sharing some of those things. I mean, I know you have personally connected me with more people than anyone else in my life. So I just want to thank you for that, the gratitude that I have for you and you being that generous soul that you are. And just thank you, man. And I'll let Christopher talk to you for a little bit, but I just want to hear some stories. If you got some stories or some tips for networking, but Christopher, you can go ahead and say hello to the great Ken Walls.
So Ken knows how I feel about him. And I just really just honored to be able to call your friend and just grateful to know you. And I'm so glad that night while I was in the closet at 2:30 in the morning with you, yeah, Justin and Glenn Morshower. And I was at a period of time in my life where I needed some direction. I needed some guidance and I just got it in that room. And then we started communicating and developing a relationship. And so around the corner from my office over there is my work desk. And if I could take the camera and go over there, you would see I print stuff out and I tape it to my walls. And when I go into my office, I read this. And Ken knows this because I tell them this all the time. I print stuff out. I have got Ken Walls wallpapered all over inside of my office of things that you've posted on Facebook and Instagram, just some incredible stuff. I mean, you motivate people to be better.
That feels like some Jeffrey Dahmer type stuff.
I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna be like, Ken.
I love it, dude. You're awesome. I love both of you. So, and I'm honored that you invited me here, and thank you for all the kind words, but sorry, I was almost late because I was on the phone with my buddy James Barber, the Phantom of the Opera, who's been on Grant stage twice, two or three times, maybe more. He's also been on Russell's stage a couple of different times. So James and I are really good friends too. So, but anyway,
and he's a super connector too. Because we were chatting at your mastermind, yes, too, and like,
yeah,
like, I could just call Tom Cruise if I wanted to, and that's the thing. That's another super connector that Ken knows. So
super, super, super connector. In fact, I can't disclose who he connected me with recently. It'll come out soon, but I think that what you guys are doing is awesome. I have, you know, built my entire career around who I'm connected to right here on this device. I guess it didn't really start with Grant Cardone. But Grant is a friend of mine, and I met him back in 2014, and that's when I really started kind of gathering the formula, if you would, for how to grow and expand my business. And it just helped me take the blinders off, I guess, in my life. And I keep getting these little messages I'm easily distracted. You were you were talking about a squirrel earlier, and I'm like, squirrel, where?
You're connecting. People are connecting with you. We hear you. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah. I mean, what stories do you want to hear?
I think the Grant story is amazing. That's a cool, cool story. And want to share that one again, the ingenuity, and you know, he obviously gave you a big break. I mean, there's no doubt, but you earned it. And you had the creativity to pull it off. So let's hear the Grant story.
So I had, I hired a friend of mine in law enforcement hit me up and he said, hey, a buddy of mine needs a job. Can you hire him? And I'm like, well, what's he do? And he said, well, he was a sniper in the Marine Corps. And I go, well, dude, I don't need anybody killed right now. What am I going to hire this kid for? And he goes, I don't know, man. I mean, anything could, you know, sales. And I said, well, does he have sales experience? And he's like, I don't think so, but you know, he's smart and he could learn. And so I interviewed this guy and he was sharp. And I said, well, you know, you need to learn sales. So let me find some Brian Tracy or Zig Ziglar stuff on YouTube. And, And I came across Grant Cardone videos on YouTube, and I was like, wow, this guy is like crazy, but like, holy crap, the stuff he's talking about is solid. And so I called, I found that they had this online university. And I called and said, hey, I want to talk about, and I apologize for my attire. Look, that's, I'll explain this shirt in a minute, but this is from one of my really good friends and connections, wrote that book. I'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, so all of my stuff is packed and we're unpacking. So I don't have all my clothes available to wear something nice like Justin.
Thank you for having Chris on, though. We appreciate that.
So I call his office, and long story short, I end up signing a $36,000 contract for Cardone University sales training for my new guy. And I thought, well, I'll use it too. And then, you know, other people in the company can use it. And I bought multiple licenses, and, I don't know. It was a couple, two, three, 4 weeks later, I'm watching Grant's live streams on Periscope, and I'm like, you know, this guy is intense. I need to be on his radar and connected to him. And so I call the guy that sold me Cardone University. His name's Todd Straw, who now, he was brand new back then. But now he runs the entire Cardone sales, team, the whole thing. And I said, Todd, I need to talk to Grant. And he goes, cool. And I go, yeah, can you transfer me to him? And he goes, no. I go, dude, what? And he goes, no, I'm not transferring you to Grant. Are you crazy? I'll get fired. I said, dude, I was looking at his SEO and website, and that's what I've done for 28 years now. I said, and his SEO is horrible, and I can help him. And he says, okay, well, then you got to figure out a way to get on his radar. And I said, I am. You're going to get me on his radar by transferring me. And he's like, bro, I'm not transferring you. Okay, I'll get fired. No. And I'm like, I spend $1,000 a month with you guys. Are you crazy? Like, I'm beating my chest over $1,000 a month. And he says, look, man, no offense, but Grant could drop $1,000 on the ground and not even care to stop and pick it up. Like, and I go, how's that not supposed to be offensive? That was offensive, man.
When they say don't be offended, get ready.
I know, you get ready because you're going to be offended. So, so anyway, I thought, okay, I got to get creative. So I'm watching Grant. I'm getting a feel for him. You know, and I'm like, aha, he likes red wine. And I have a customer that I built a website for that owns a winery, and she does custom wine labels on her winery bottles. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make Grant a custom wine bottle thing. And I'm going to like have this really cool label. So I had my designers come up with this label with Grant and his family on it. And it said, the world's favorite 10X family and blah, 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 all this stuff on this cool label, slap it on a couple of bottles of wine. My client did. And I bought those, and then I get these two bottles of wine, beautiful, beautiful bottles that said, you know, I'm looking at them. They're sitting on my desk in this styrofoam shipping container thing. And I'm like, and my assistant is getting ready to take it to UPS. And I'm like, you know, I really wish I had the ability to take this myself, because all I could picture was Grant getting this, opening the styrofoam, the bottles had broken in shipping, and red wine goes everywhere all over his office and white shirt. And I'm thinking, that's not how I want this to go down. That's not the way I want to get his attention and be connected to him as the guy that spilled red wine everywhere. So how do I do this? My assistant's staying there. I'm like, I'm booked up. I can't get away. And this is a Thursday. And I said, if I could, I'd get on a plane right now and I'd just fly it down there myself. And she said, I'll do it. And I said, oh, that's not a bad idea. Let me look. And I check flights and I'm like, good Lord, last minute flights are not cheap. But if you run home super fast and run back and get a suitcase for an overnight, I'll get you some cash. I'll get, you know, you'll have some pocket money. I'll send you to Miami. You can go deliver, handle it. And she's real cute. And I said, you can hand deliver this to Grant and Elena. And so she's like out of there. She goes and gets a suitcase. The kid that I had originally bought Cardone University for him takes her to the airport and off she goes. And I call Todd, the sales guy. And I said, all right, I got a girl coming to deliver something to Grant and Elena tomorrow morning. What time's he get in? Normally about 9:30 at the latest. Okay, cool. So she's in the lobby. This is when he was in his old building on 6th Street. And she's in the lobby and she's waiting on Grant and Elena. She's texting me. He's not here. It's 9:15. Okay, he'll be there. 9:40, she's texting me. He's not here. 9:45, she calls me crying. He's not here. And I'm like, oh my God. Now here's the worst part of the whole thing. This total investment was probably 2,000, close to a couple grand in total, 1,600 or so. I only had a couple thousand dollars to my name in my account at the time. I literally went all in. I pushed all my chips in. I was all in on this deal. And she knew that I was cutting it close. Because I didn't hide it. Like, hey, this is where we are. And we need to get some accounts receivables in, but it's tight. She's standing there. She's in tears now. She's a young girl too. She's like 21, 20, 21. She's like freaking out. Like, oh God, it's not good. And I'm like, just calm down. I don't know what's going to happen. Just stay there. Don't go anywhere. We're going to figure this out. I call Todd. Todd, you got to call Grant. He's like, I'm not calling Grant, bro. I told you, be careful. Cause he doesn't always show up on Fridays. I'm like, you didn't say anything about that. What are you talking about, dude? And he's like, no, he doesn't always show up, man. Oh my God. No, don't say that. And I'm like, now I'm upset. The whole time I stayed home because there was this dead zone between my house and the office. And I didn't want to miss a phone call from Grant or whoever. Right. Finally, I'm just ticked off. And I'm like, I told my assistant, just stay there. I don't care if you have to stay there all day. Just stay there. I mean, don't leave. So she's sitting there. I'm really ticked off now. I get in my car and I start driving to my office and I was just getting ready to pull into my office and my phone rings and it's Todd, the guy that sold me or that signed me up for Cardone University. And I go, and I remember I'm in a different place at this moment. I'm pissed off. I'm like, I can't believe I just spent. Now I got to go figure out how to make money to get payroll next week and all this stuff. Like, what the heck? This is insane. And which I would have anyway, but nonetheless, I'm telling myself this crazy story. And Todd calls and I answer it and I go, what, dude? Like that. And I hear, is this Ken Walls? And I go, oh crap, is this Grant? And he goes, yeah, man. Hey, I got this cute girl sitting in front of me, says she works for you. I said, yeah, she does. I said her name. She does. He goes, man, this is the classiest thing anybody's ever done for me, dude. This is awesome. And we talked for a few minutes and I said, oh my gosh, dude, I watch you all the time. I love your content and blah, 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 blah. And I signed up for Cardone U and we talked for a few minutes and he goes, listen, man, if there's ever anything that I can do for you and your family or your business, you let me know. Okay. And this is the moment. This was the moment. This was the moment for me where I was like, do I do it now or do I put it off? And I thought, what would he do? What would Grant do? And I'm like, he'd go for it, man. I go, dude, listen, man. I was looking at your SEO and looked, I mean, you're a great sales trainer, dude. And I looked up sales training and you're nowhere to be found. And Dale Carnegie is number one and he's dead. And there was silence for a moment. I thought, oh God, I crossed the line. I'm over the line. And he goes, yeah, you know what? And that blank pisses me off too. And I go, well, I imagine if I was Grant Cardone, I wouldn't be very happy about that either. And he goes, can you fix that? And I go, well, we can certainly talk about fixing it. I feel pretty confident. And he goes, all right, let's set up a meeting. You, me, Sherry, and Jared, my VP, Jared was the VP of sales, and Sherry's the COO. We're going to meet. We're going to talk about this. You got me out. If you can fix this, I'm your client. We'll work it out. And within 3 days, I was on a conference call with Grant, his COO, his VP. They even called in their web guy. And Grant was a client of mine for a couple of years till he brought everything in-house. And he had so many people. Anyway, it's a long story, but for 2 years, I worked on his website. I wrote blog articles. I did all kinds of stuff. And I ended up, I had a show on his TV network for a while. So, you know, I developed a friendship by stepping out, by really going the extra mile with him, doing something that most people wouldn't do. It was a humongous risk. It was literally 80% of what I had in my account I spent, and I spent it willingly. It was just a big risk I took.
Yeah, I love that story. And I love, you know, the ingenuity and you pushed it all in, and the universe, you know, the universe rewarded you because, you know, it worked out. But yeah, that had to be terrifying. Yeah. Like, he doesn't always come in on Fridays. You didn't tell me that. I would have sent her on a Monday.
Scared me. Man, it scared me. Grant has these bracelets that I actually love that say, don't be a little, if you can see that.
Huh? A little female dog.
Right. and so, you know, there, and Andy Frisella, who's been on my show, John Lee Dumas was on my show, who's from Entrepreneurs on Fire. John's a friend of mine now. And he told me my podcast is in the top 1%. I'm in the top 1% of all podcasters on planet Earth. I started a show four and a half years ago, and I've interviewed over 480, 490, maybe 500. I don't know the exact number now, but, you know, celebrities and entrepreneurs, and it's opened up so many doors for me. I think you both have been on my show, right?
Oh yeah. Breaking the balls, right?
Yeah. And
the Grow Live, the Grow Live Academy. I'm part of that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where I just came from. These lights, your Amazon.
Right. I mean, it's crazy, man. I mean, Facebook gave me the blue check mark and they reached out to me. They verified my account. Amazon reached out to me and wanted to be in their influencer program. And I have a blue check mark on Amazon. I didn't even know you could get a blue check mark on Amazon, but you can if you're an influencer. And, you know, so I look at everything that I do in my life in building relationships and connections with people is when I meet somebody, I immediately have this, I don't know. It's like a sixth toe or something. I don't know. I have this thing where I go, how can I connect them to somebody? How can I benefit that person? You know, people will reach out to me about building a website or a funnel or whatever it is that I'm doing for them. And then it always comes up somewhere in the conversation. I try to explore and find out what they're trying to accomplish and in life, in their business, and their goals, what their dreams are. You know, are you really pursuing your dreams? Are you sitting on them? Are you living in the fear of your dreams? Because people do that. And so then I think about who can I connect this person to that can help them move the ball either down the field over the goal line, or maybe it's an inch by inch thing, but who can I connect them to and make it a mutually beneficial relationship for both parties? You know, I had somebody reach out to me today that is extremely wealthy. I mean extremely wealthy, maybe one of the wealthiest people that I know. And I know several billionaires that I'm friends with, you know, talking about a big financial deal that they want to involve me in to help facilitate and make some connections. And you know, the payoff for me now is I could actually make some money off of this. But you know, that's not where it started for me. It started for me like, okay, how do I connect this person to this person and help them and then help them and then help them? And it's turned into this massive network. Now I'm business partners with Mark Victor Hansen, the number one best-selling author of all time. I mean, so many people that I'm partnered with. I literally, Craig Doeswalt, talked to him a little bit ago, toured with Guns N' Roses. He's my business partner here in the Turn It Up Mastermind program that we're doing. I mean, just so many things that I have happening now. I'm getting text messages from people right now that I can't even tell you who it is because they're just, you know, they kind of fly under the radar, but they're very, very wealthy. So, you know, and that's not the life that I had 8 or 9 years ago. I was, you know, it's just not. It's not. It blows my mind where I am today, all because I learned how to connect other people and help other people.
You know, Ken, you just posted something on it yesterday or the day before. It was about yesterday, the day
today.
Before. Today. It was, okay, it was today. And it was about this same exact thing that we're talking about. And I like what you said, how that's not what you led with. You led with what can you do? I love that post that you just did. I actually printed it out.
Yeah.
So I got to move something over. So I'm running out of wall space, but that was great. Awesome, I love that. I mean, you practice what you preach. It's like you post something about that, but you actually do it. And we know that there's a lot of people that talk a lot about great things, or they talk about, I do it this way, or this is how I do it, but they don't actually do it. And you are the epitome of doing it. It's awesome.
Here's the thing, dude. We all need to survive. We all want to flourish. We all want to make tons of money. We all want to make an impact. You know, you ask most people, what's your number one goal in life? The most popular answer to that question is, I want to change the world. I want to impact the world in a positive way. And that's like, okay, you heard Steve Harvey say that, or Tony Robbins or something, but like, what do you really want to do? And at the end of the day, we want our families to do well. We want to make a difference in the world. We want people to like us and love us and respect us and look up to us. We all want the same things, man. And so I've been in the position of my electricity being shut off, my wife's car being repossessed, my car being repossessed, my gas being shut off, not having enough money to buy food for my kids. I've been in all of the positions of not knowing what the next step is and not able to put the next, you know, people are like, oh, just put one foot in front of the other. What if you can't get your feet off the ground because you're paralyzed in fear? Like, you don't know what to do, because I've been there. Like, I don't know what to do. And then I've been in a position where, okay, if I close this deal, we get to eat tonight. If I don't close this deal, we're screwed. Like, I've been in that position, and that desperate nature, just that energy pours out of you, and your potential customer feels that. They sense it. They know it. So the way that I try to accomplish what I've accomplished and I continue to accomplish is, number one, I'm very, very grateful for where I am. And number two, and I write it down over and over and over. I actually published a journal on Amazon called the 10-Minute Mastery Journal that has these very things in it. But the you know, I try to lead with, instead of what's in it for me, I try to lead with what's in it for them. What's in it for the other person? How can I, and I genuinely mean this, like, it's not just me blah, 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 blahing. It's how can I help this person? Justin, when I met you, I heard your story about your son, why you started doing what you were doing or are doing. And I was like, I love this guy. I freaking love this dude. I love his energy. I love his reason. And I want to get behind that. And so I spent the next probably week every day of my life talking to people about you, and if not longer. And every time something comes up that's related to that, I start talking about you. How many times have I texted you and said, dude, or called you, even though I heard you say, don't call me, I'll never call you again. I'm kidding.
You can call me. Absolutely.
No.
Justin, no, he'll answer. Like, he'll answer.
I've called and said, dude, you got to get on this Zoom right now. I've got a doctor that's the most famous chiropractor in the world that you need to meet. Dr. Mancini.
Yeah, Mancini.
And all these other people that are friends of mine and connections of mine. And I've said, you got to get on here right now. And you drop what you're doing and you get on, dude. And so I think that, you know, for me, and I haven't ever said, hey, man, I connected you with that guy. You need to, you know, slide me some cash. I've never, ever done that. And I wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. So I think that people even look, you've got to understand, you don't have to, but the sooner you realize this, whoever's watching, the sooner you realize this, the sooner your life is going to be magical and not, you know, walking through life with challenge after challenge after challenge. Stop thinking about what's in it for you. Start thinking about what's in it for other people. And if you start thinking about what's in it for other people and how can I best serve these other people, how can I make an impact in their business or their life, a positive impact? And how can I be not a drain on society, but really genuinely help other people get to the next level with whatever it is? I don't care if it's the Roar stuff, what you're doing, or what Grant's doing, or what James Barber is doing, or whoever. It doesn't matter. Like, how are you impacting people where they leave going, man, that dude genuinely cares about me and my goals and my dreams and my business and my family. I can feel it. Right? So you got to have, people need to shift, especially in the craziness we're living in today, man. Everybody's like, you know, all about me, 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 me. And the more that you focus on you and your problems and what you need to get out of it, the less you're going to get. It's that simple.
Absolutely, brother. Couldn't have said it any better myself. You have been an amazing connector, an amazing friend. You are as genuine as they come. There's a reason I call you Kevin Bacon, because you know everybody. You've been so gracious to me. And like we talked about earlier, there's the long game and the short game. And with you, it's the long game. And whatever it is that you want, you're going to get, because you've served people to such a high capacity. So my brother from another mother, I thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate for everything that you've done for me. And I get to spend the rest of my life trying to figure out how to pay you back.
Love it. Seriously, Ken, thank you so much.
You don't owe me anything. Neither one of you.
Well, we're going to keep figuring out ways to serve you, because you've served us at such a high level, brother. So I know you got to get
you both.
Back those boxes. Anything I can do. The dogs need more CBD. Hey. You know where to find me.
Hey.
And
say the word. I got some unpackers right here.
Exactly.
Plane ticket. They'll come up, box, all your stuff. And I'm telling you, they're good organizers. They learn from the best. So we can get everything organized and put in the drawers and say the word. They'd love to come to Austin. Awesome. Freezing cold here.
Well, thanks again, Ken. I know you're busy. Get on, and we'll talk real soon. And I'll always answer your phone call. Always.
I know you will.
I owe you.
Hey, love both of you. Appreciate you both. Have a great night. Buddy. Well done. Good job on this, guys.
You bet. Thanks again. Take care. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Infused, a cannabis talk show, is a one-of-a-kind look inside the cannabis industry. Meet the amazing people who make cannabis businesses bloom as they join host Nick with Francesca and Mike for creative cannabis conversations. Get an honest look at the business of cannabis, including trends, best and worst practices, products, education, and advocacy. Whether you're canna curious or running a cannabis, Infused has canna conversations that count. Infused is available on YouTube and is now streaming as part of the PodConnects Network.